wil ek dalk vir die wat laasweek gemis het aanmoedig. Ons het laasweek eintlik geëindig wat die Here deur Desember met ons oor gepraat het, so miskien net in kort het ons eintlik oor drie vrae probeer antwoord. We asked what happens to the believer when he dies, and we answered that. I can't remember the date, 16th of December. On the 23rd of December, we asked ourselves, what happens when Jesus returns? And then last week, we talked about standing before the judgment seat of Christ as a believer. Why? Why are we standing there if Jesus already paid? Why do we have to give an account of our lives? And that's basically the three sermons that we had over December. And this morning, in the beginning, I didn't thought about it like that, but last week actually laid a foundation for where I believe God wants to take us in 2019. So, as julle miskien 'n bietjie tyd kry om na laasweek te luister, is iets van 'n fondasie waarvan af ons kom. Ek kan miskien net een of twee skrifte herhaal van laasweek, maar ek dink maybe I should read just from my notes. Let's quickly have one verse that we looked at last week, Romans 14. For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God, for it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then, each of us will give an account of himself to God. So we ended last week by saying that everyone, even the believer, will give an account of his life. And 1 Corinthians 3 says the same. I'm not going to read it. So what I hear from this is that we are not a statistic. God has a purpose and a goal for your life. Otherwise, he wouldn't have asked you to give an account of it. So, ek dink iets wat die Here, en ek luister dit by Colin as hy praat van sy getuienis uit laas jaar uit Jeremia uit. Vanoggend hoor ek dit by Herman, laasweek hoor ek dit by Brett. Dit wil vir my lyk asof God met ons oor dieselfde ding praat. Is how to steward our life, how to steward our time, not only to come to him, but then to be a steward of what he entrusts to you. And on Friday evening, we got together as small groups, just for the beginning of the year, and asking how things are, and I could hear some of us saying, well, I'm hungry to know what it is exactly that God wants me to do. And as ek rekenskap moet gee, ek en Elsara ry laasweek lughawe toe en sy vra vir my uit oor hoe gaan God van my rekenskap vra. En ek dink vir my in kort as ek iets oor dit wil sê is, what is revealed to you will be reckoned from you. Ek dink it's a general principle. So it's not the same for all of us. Ek sê vir haar, sy vra vir my, dink jy God gaan uitsonderings maak? Ek dink God doen almekaar uitsonderings. Because he never deals with us exactly the same. Never. The man on the cross only rebuked the one crucified with them. And that took him to heaven. Just late, before that, Jesus said to the rich young man, go and sell everything. It looks like, isn't that different? So, I think what I want to encourage us is not to feel condemned for the year of 2019, but to be excited about what you hear from God and then to do it. And don't believe the lie that, like Jeremiah said, I'm not good enough, I'm nothing. I can't. It's not true, it's the enemy, it's not God. There's no truth in that. So, ek wil ons heel, ek het geskrywe einde laas jaar, ek gaan met vrymoedigheid en met opgewondenheid in 2019 in. Although I know I will give an account. Why? Because I want to obey what God is telling me. And don't you want to do that? I want to do that. I'm excited about that. I'm not worried about it. I'm not concerned about it and condemned. No, I'm excited to hear God's voice for this year and to do it. Gaan nie al hierdie skrifte, maybe, kom ek gaan net aan tot waar ek dink waar ons vanoggend moet begin. I want to encourage us. Ek dink, ek het nou weet nie geweet, Melinda, of ek miskien dalk met jou bespreek het, want jou wysheid is baie keer beter as myne. Maybe Matthew 19:29. Maybe let's quickly read that. There's no inky on. There you go. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or a father or a mother or children or lands for my name's sake will receive a hundredfold and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first. So this scripture, I wanted to encourage us. I don't know when my end comes, but I can already testify that everything I've left behind to obey what God has called me to, He has given tenfold back to me, a hundredfold back to me. And therefore, because we're getting to a scripture where we ask God for this, but that scripture defines that asking is to be open to receive the answer in any way. If you don't do that, you don't receive the answer. And I want to encourage you not to fear when you ask God, what is it that you want me to do in 2019? I think one principle, and maybe not in the service, but come afterwards if you differ from me, answering to the call of God always costs you something. If you're sitting here this morning, as jy vir oggend hier sit, en jy sê, halleluja, dis wonderlik om die Here te dien. Alles loop en raak meer. Alles gaan goed en alles word meer. I don't judge it, but I want to ask a question about it. To follow Christ cost you something. Ek dink die hele woord teach it. En ek het laas jaar se einde, ek het ergens vir die ouderlinge gevra, please pray for me. Ek sukkel met wat dit my kos om te doen wat die Here my voorgeroep het. En ek wil nie my experience die truth maak nie. Ek wil hê jy moet die woord vat en toets. As jy doen wat die Here jou voorroep, of jy die gevoel het van tyd tot tyd, hierdie kos my. Dit kos my en my gesin. Because I believe God wants us to take us there in 2019. Each one of us in the specific way God has designed for your life and planned for your life. Not my prankie is not your prankie. My picture is not your picture. And that's why everyone needs to be on his knees before God and ask him for this. We'll get to that. I want to encourage you, because it takes courage to ask it with an open end. It takes courage, it takes dying to self and your own dreams to ask God, what is it that you want me to do? Because the answer will definitely, I definitely will cost you in this life. You can differ with me. If the Bible teaches it differently, please come and speak to me. Then I understand it wrongly. I'm open to learn. But it's going to cost you in this life. And that's why I'm saying, as jy op die oomblik voel, kom ek sê, as jy nooit die gevoel het, it's tough om die Here te volg nie. Dit kos my in die vlees iets. Ek wil sê, as jy nie die gevoel kry nie, I want you to pray God and ask you to give you something else to do. Anton, is dit right wat ek sê? As jy nie van tyd tot tyd voel, dit is moeilik nie. As jy nie tyd van tyd tot tyd voel, ek laas jaar op 'n tyd toe wil ek begin somme maak in geld wat dit my kos. Want ek voel dit aan my bas. En hierdie skrif hou ek aan vas om te sê, al kos dit my in hierdie lewe, there's a reward waiting. And that's the reason why you stand before the judgment seat of God to give an account of your life that you may receive a reward according to that. Miskien kan ons een of twee skrifte net oor dit lees. Miskien net een skuifie terug. Kom ons lees hom net. Efesiërs 6 vers 8. Knowing that whatever good anyone does, he will receive back from the Lord, whether he is a bondservant or free. So, hier staan dit wat jy gedoen het, goed of sleg, you will receive back from the Lord. Daar's 'n reward in heaven. Maar dit is laas week, so gaan luister dit. En kom ons, Kom ons maak ons Bybels oop. I want you to open up the Bible at James 4. I think we're going to read from verse 13. Jakobus 4 vers 13 tot 17 gaan ons lees. I've only got the one verse up there, but I want us to read that passage. I'm going to read from Afrikaans, so if you've got your English Bible with you, please open it at James 4 verse 13. Ek hoor vanoggend by Herman hoe die Here met hom al oor praat dat die tyd min is. Dat het kort is. Hoe dat hy ontvang. Ek hoor by Colin hoe ons ontvang en we receive revelation after revelation. We bathe in the presence of God. But his experience is, and what God is telling him, I want you to act with all of that that you've received. I want you to live it. I want you to share it. I want you to give it. So gisteroggend die onaangename voorreg gehad om weer by 'n begrafnis te leiding te neem en te staan en waar ons moet staan en dink oor iemand se lewe. And it's gone. And what did he do with his life? And that's gone. The question is, what do me and you do with our lives? Wat doen ons met ons lewe? So kom ons lees, ek gaan hierdie uit Jakobus 4 uitlees. Kom nou julle wat sê, vandag of môre sal ons na die of die stad toe gaan en 'n jaar lank daar bly en sal sake doen en wins maak. Julle weet nie eens wat die lewe môre vir julle inhou nie. Julle is soos die oggendmis. Dis vir 'n rukkie sigbaar en dan is dit weer weg. Julle moet eerder sê, as die Here dit so beskik, sal ons lewe en sal ons dit of dat doen. Maar nou is julle arrogant en spog julle, al sulke groot praatery is verkeerd. Hou in gedagte, as 'n mens weet wat reg is en dit nie doen nie, is dit sonde. Ja, in my stilte tyd kom hierdie skrif by my verby en in hierdie tyd bel hulle my om te vra of ek die begrafnis sal doen en die dood van 'n ander persoon en hierdie skrif praat met my oor my lewe wat kort is en gou verbygaan soos oggendmis. En wat doen ek met die tyd? En soos Colin sê, I have received the knowledge, do I obey it? In die week sê Anshin vir my 'n ding wat my bybly, hy sê, do we read the word to obey it or to have knowledge? Lees ons die Bybel vir gehoorsaamheid of vir kennis? I hope it stays with me with the rest of my life. That if I read something, I want to obey it and not know it. Nou het toe, but. En hierdie vers 17 is vir my 'n harde skrif. It says, as 'n mens weet wat reg is, en dit nie doen nie, is dit sonde. Daniel, kom gou hier na toe. Ek sien 'n prentjie in die tyd wat ek oplees, en die prentjie bly my by. Jy moet met hierdie tou hardloop tot hy op is. Draai maar daar onder by hom harders om, maar kom jy weer aan die kant op. Hy moet hom maar so hou. Om John gaan jou ook help. Kom maar so op, ek het die punt weer nodig. Lyk my ek so langer tou gebring het. Ok. Miskien kan jylle daar waar jylle net sit die tou so oplig, laat allemaal om kan sien. Andere, excuus, wil jy nie net vir ons help, jy net so in die lig hou, waar is die agterste punt? Die prentjie wat ek wil hê ons met 'n gedagte hou vir die res van 2019 is, as hierdie tou 'n weerspieëling van jou lewe is, is die stukkie hier by my hand 'n weerspieëling van jou tyd op aarde. God created all of us to live for eternity. God het ons elkeen geskep om vir ewig te lewe. Nou, hierdie is 'n understatement of eternity. The blue part is a understatement of eternity. Maar net die verhouding, hopelik laat het ons iets onthou in 2019. Hierdie stukkie determines how we spend eternity. this part. Ek het sommer drie strikkies, twee strikkies, dis jou geboorte en jou dood. And in between is your life. This determines that. And may God help us to remember that in 2019. Life is short, eternity is long, live like it. May God give us wisdom. Kom ons sit maar neer, dankie Daniel, hoor. May God give us wisdom how to live in this short period we have, which determines what happens after that. Julle lewe, the English says, what is your life? For you are a mist. I think some of the translation says, you are but a vapor that appears for a little time and then it vanishes. Life is short, eternity is long, live like it. This is, I think, when I prepared, I believe there's three groups of people here this morning. Miskien is hier iemand wat, as gevolg van watter rede ook al, nog nooit sy lewe vir Jesus, hy het nog nooit die genade van God ontvang nie. He didn't accept it, he didn't honor it, he didn't receive it. And he is not God's. Miskien is hy vanoggend iemand wat op daai plek in sy lewe is, en ek het net dit vir jou opgesit, ek het net die volgende skyfie gelees, en dit het my getref. You and God are both in the universe to stay, either as friends on his terms, or enemies on yours. Which you will be is proven in this life. Can we read it again? You and God are both in the universe to stay, either as friends on his terms, or enemies on yours. Which it will be is proven in this life, in that short while. Maybe there's someone or a group of people here that does not want to receive the grace that God has for you. And I want to encourage you, the grace he has for you is good for you. It's the enemy telling you not to receive it, not to accept it. You don't have to do anything. Open up for it. Receive it. Let 2019 be the year, maybe today is the day that you receive the grace of God. In my experience, it's either pride or the lust of the flesh, the pleasures of this world that resist the grace of God. It's only those two. Maybe there's others too, but mainly is it die twee waarmee ons stoei. Is ons trots, ons submit ons nie aan iemand nie. En tweedens, ons geniet die dinge van die lewe, and therefore we can't follow God. Maybe there's a second group here that has accepted God. And I want to read a few scriptures for us. Ephesians 5:16 says, redeem the time. Dink die Afrikaans sê, koop die tyd uit. Koop die tyd uit. En ek wil ons as gemeente aanmoedig in 2019 om die tyd uit te koop. Ek in Kotie gesels gistermiddag vinnig en ek dink aan Daniel en Wynand en Christian en Kristen, en ek sien nie almal wat hier afsit, en ek dink, hoe kan ons julle help om die tyd in Charlie Hofmeyer uit te koop? Hoe kan ons julle toerus om die tyd uit te koop to make the kingdom count? You are there to learn. They've prayed for that. Do that. I think most of you do that. You study well. How can we equip you and help you to take the light there in a more effective time? A way that you look back and said, in Charlie Hofmeyer, I redeemed the time for the kingdom of God. Ek het die tyd uitgekoop vir die koninkryk van God. En ek wil ons aanmoedig om het te soek. Is God se wil dat ons die tyd kan uitkoop. 1 Korintiërs 4 vers 2 sê, it is required of stewards that one be found trustworthy. So, het sluit vir my aan by, wat vertrou die Here in 2019 aan elkeen van ons toe? It's definitely different. We see it from the word of God. Dit is verskillend wat die Here aan ons toe vertrou. En hoe kan ons die Here vertrou om vir jaar trustworthy met daai tyd om te gaan, met die geleenthede om te gaan? Ek vang myself so baie En miskien is Miranda se skrif vanoggend ook vir my om te sê, hoekom, as ek die Heilige Gees se stem hoor, is ek ongehoorsaam? Because I think, what will men think? En ek vertrou die Here om in 2019 daai geleenthede beter te steward, 'n beter rentmeester te wees van daai geleentheid. Ek ervaar dat ons in 'n tyd leef waar ek miskien 2 en 3 jaar terug sou gesê het, dis asof mense resistant is vir die gospel. They don't want to receive it. My ervaring op die oomblik is, people are desperate for truth and guidance and the love of God. They are desperate for the love of God. But I've prayed for it too, and I think I shared it. Is ek sien hoe dat die Here my in nederigheid en liefde moet groei om daai opportunities te kan steward. If I don't change, I won't be able to steward the opportunity. So mag die Here ons help, wat dit ook al vir jou is. Vir my is dit nederigheid en liefde vir mense. Ek moet my lewe neerlê in daai twee areas sodat ek die geleenthede beter kan steward wat die Here oor my pad bring. Ek dink hierdie is die laaste skrif wat sê in 1 Korintiërs 15 vers 10, His grace toward me was not in vain. En ek wil in 2019 se einde kan sê that God's grace in this year was not in vain, but I labored even more than all of them. Yet not I, but the grace of God within me. So grace was nie in vain nie. You did not receive the grace of God in vain because you labored with it. So presies wat die Here vir jou laas jaar gewys het, Colin. Dit is net vir my 'n bevestiging dat die Here ons wil kom bemoedig dat die genade wat hy in jou lewe gegee het nie in vain sal wees nie. En dan sien ons maar net, it's not by our own strength that we do it. It's also by the grace of God. So therefore, we lean on God as we steward the gift and the grace that he has given us. Ek het nog 'n skrif, kom ons lees hom ook maar, Filippense 2 vers 16, Paul sê, In the day of Christ, I will have reason to glory. Jesus kom terug, in the day of Christ, that's the return of Christ. I will have reason to glory because I did not run in vain, nor toil in vain. En wat is dit wat 'n Christen seker die moegste maak, is when he toil in vain. Because he know what he was meant for, but he's busy with something that's just toiling. It just depletes you. Dit maak ons moeg. So mag die Here ons wysheid gee. Hoe lyk dit? Hoe lyk dit in elkeen van ons se lewe in 2019? Dat ons aan die einde staan en sê, it wasn't in vain. It wasn't for apples or it was for the kingdom of God. Between the apples. Waar ons ook al bevind. Die berries. Of die kinders. Of die hospitaal. Of die pasiënte. So, okay, ons hoor dit en it tends to put pressure on me. As ek nie versigtig is nie, dan wil ek die druk van dit ervaar. And I believe God doesn't want to do that. God wants to encourage us. Want hy sê, in die stewarding, om te rentmeester dit wat die Here in jou toevertrou het, it is his grace that works there, not you, not your strength. Nou, hoe kry ons dit reg? En ek het een skrif wat die Here in my oor gepraat het in my stilte tyd wat ek met julle wil deel rondom dit en ek soos ek dit lees, jy weet my eie paadjie saam met die Here terwyl jy dit beleef, lyk dit op een manier en as jy later in die lewe na dit toe terugkyk dan besef jy okay, I didn't see it completely. Ek sien dit nou beter. So miskien sal ek deel van dit met hindsight en nie wat ek daai tyd ervaar het nie. So kom ons lees eers die skrifgedeelte. James 1, as jy wil oopmaak, Jakobus 1 vers 5. Ek dink 7, 5 vers 1 tot 7. James 1, verse 1 to 7, 5 to 7. Jakobus 1 vers 5. Vra vir God as dit nie vir jou duidelik is wat hy wil hê jy moet doen nie. Hy sal jou eenvoudig daardie wysheid gee en jou nie verwyd dat jy dit vra nie of gevra het nie. Maar as 'n mens bid, moet jy die vertroue hê dat God sal antwoord. Want iemand wat twyfel is soos 'n brander in die see wat deur die wind aangejaag en heen en weer gedryf word. So iemand kan mos nie dink dat hy iets van die Here sal ontvang nie. Hy is iemand wat nie tot 'n besluit kan kom nie en op so iemand kan jy nie pyl trek nie. So ek sien in hierdie skrif hoe God nooi ons elkeen uit vir 2019. Kom vra my as jy nie seker is wat dit is wat jy moet doen nie. Is in kort wat dit vir my sê. Die antwoord op ons vra oor what do I have to give an account for in 2019? God can answer that for you. If you need wisdom. En ek sien daar's twee kwalifikasies, as ek het so kan noem, nie net om te vra nie, maar om op 'n sekere manier te kom as ek vra. En ek wil graag by dit stilstaan, om te sê, kom ons lees miskien net in die Engels weer, vanaf vers 5, lees ons het saam. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. En dan bad. So bad met 'n klokkie by jou lei. Dit sê iets oor hoe jy moet kom vra. Let him ask in faith with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave in the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. And that's what the enemy wants to do with us in 2019. He wants to keep us busy, drifting, en net heen en weer deur die wind gewaai word. And our toiling is in vain, is waarmee die vyand ons wil besig hou. But if we come to God, en ek dink as ek onthou jare terug, en dit is nie net vir my een keer in my lewe nie, daar gaan seisoene, en partykeer vra ek dit vir die Here oor op 'n groot manier, en ander kere is dit op 'n klein manier. Ek wil julle uitnooi volgende week in iemand se lewe waar ek vers 5 24 uur sien operate is in ombennend aan die M se lewe. They always ask God for wisdom what to do. Whether it is to get in the car and drive somewhere, or whether it is to move from Klein William and leave their farm and come to Ceres to minister and to go to the jails. It's in big things and it's in small things. They always ask God's wisdom what to do. En ek het hulle gevra om volgende week uit hulle lewe uit te kom deel, hoe leef hulle dit prakties? Because it's good to know that we're going to steward and we're going to give an account, but if it stays with that, it only puts pressure and condemnation and whatever, it just makes us tired. It doesn't encourage us. But if we can see how to do it. So ek dink vir my was seker die draaipunt wat asking God for wisdom, wat dit is wat ek moet doen, is na ek tot bekering gekom het, het ek die Here gevra, wat wil hy hê moet ek met my lewe maak? I wanted to know that my life is spent in God's will, not my own plans. And where I was in my life was my own plans. It was just my own thing. I never asked God. And for a year I prayed and asked and ek dink ek het die Here gesmeek, moet ek seker sê. I want to know what to do with my life. I didn't stop living, obviously. You've got to continue. So dit kan gebeur terwyl ek besig is. And that was in a big thing, in a big way. You can always do it in a small way as well. Maar vir my was dit 'n jaar lank. En as ek vandag terugdink aan, ek kyk nou met ek het nie daai tyd hierdie skrif geken of gelees of gedink, okay, ek gaan nou hierdie skrif toepas hê. I did go to God and ask him for wisdom because I lacked wisdom. En ek een ding wat ek ervaar is, it takes humility to discern that you lack wisdom. So en ek dink nie eintlik hierdie skrif hou nooit operate in ons lewe nie. Hy gaan altyd deel van jou lewe wees. You will always need wisdom. So kom ons blaai gou een op om en nou by vers 6, ekskuus. Ek wil iets oor bad sê. As ek vandag moet terugkyk, and I thank God because it was His grace, I wasn't concerned what the answer was. Toe ek God gevra het om my wysheid te gee oor wat ek moet doen met my lewe, I was open to receive any answer. En daar was by His grace, uit jou eie, dink ek it's possible. Hey. Maar dit is wat die bad vir my beteken, dink ek, is to come in faith and to say, God, what it is that you say, and I hope to obey the bad still if God speaks to me today. I'm open if God say, pack up, it's time to go, that I will obey, that I will do that, that I will live a life continuously open for God to change direction, place, and seasons in my life. So ek wil ons aanmoedig, and maybe it took a year for me to change. I can't remember. Dat ek in die begin dalkie, want dit het meer as 'n jaar gevat voor God my geantwoord het. En toe my antwoord toe sê ek, nee, ek wil nie daai antwoord hê nie. No, I don't want that. I don't want that. And I kept on asking and I received it the second time. I said, no, I don't want that. I don't want it. And I gave it a third time and I said, okay, I'll do it. So ek wil ons aanmoedig to, en dit is wat ek net o gesê het, ek dink as ons God regtig soek, we need to know it's going to cost you something. He will ask you to lay down something. En wat dit is, gaan vir almal anders lyk. En ek dink vir meeste van ons, vir my dit vir jare lank nie 'n plek van 'n verandering van posisie, 'n verandering van werk beteken nie. Toe die Here vir my, en as jy my kort, wat die Here my geantwoord het, gesê, en ek, as ek vandag terugkyk na dit, dan dink ek eintlik, want dit is 'n general antwoord, dit is nie so vreeslik spesifiek vir my nie. Die antwoord wat die Here vir my gegee het is, ek wil jou stuur om die evangelie te verkondig. Ek het in dit gelees, dit wat ek vandag doen, don't need to be. Want ek het dit vir 7 jaar gedoen, net daar waar ek geboer het. God changed my life in die, And when I changed my life, I asked Him, Lord, what must I do? And He said, spread the good news. And I believe that's God's answer to all of us. Spread the good news. But it must be a conviction. If it's not a conviction of God, we're always busy with something else. Even with a conviction, we struggle to focus. So, and ek en Anshin het in die week 'n gesprek, miskien weet ek te veel van dit praatie, want dis maar net ons twee se gedagtes. En ek sê vir hom, ek dink, as ek die Bybel vandag met hindsight weer kyk, met my pad wat ek gestap het, of mense rondom my, God is calling all of us to spread the good news. Your passion and your gifting determines where and how. But that all of us is being called to spread the good news. I think it's true for all of us. So, as jy vanoggend hier sit, en jy sukkel met, wat is het vir 2019? I think the general answer that is true for you, before you receive anything else from God, is spread the good news. And I want to say, spread the good news in a way that people comes to God. His intentions is not to spread the good news and that's it. To spread it in a way that people will come to Him. And I think that's all of our callings. And as vrugteboerdery in die skool en fisio of boerdery of sap, wat dit ook al is wat jou passie en jou gifting is, where God uses you, dis daar wat jy dit doen. En vir 7 jaar lank het ek dit gedoen voor die Here my na 'n ander plek toe geneem het om dit op 'n ander manier te doen. En ek dink my gifting en passie nie, maar hy het my hier na toe geskuif, ek moes maar kom. So ek wil ons aanmoedig to go to God. Maar terwyl ons gaan en terwyl ons wag, just spread the love and the good news. Lead people to Christ and disciple them. Show them the way how to follow Christ. I think that's all of ours. And the specifics and where and when and if the seasons change, let God tell you whenever it's necessary. And so But do it with an open mind. Be willing to pay a price. Be willing to lay some stuff down. And to lay it down for life, maybe. What was the last? Verse 7 says, I begin met 4. For that person must not suppose. So, dit is my waarskuwing hierin. As ek met my terme na God toe kom, I won't receive it. And I will stay double-minded. And I think many times we find ourselves double-minded. Wat doen ek nou eintlik? Waarmee is ek nou eintlik besig? Die werk vat ook al my tyd. But how can I be salt and light? And I just want to encourage you, see God's face with an open end. Sonder enige voorwaardes. Ek lees hier so, for you will stay double-minded in 2019. Ask God, what is it? And soos ek sê, ek het nou miskien net vinnige getuienis van my vertel, which changed completely the direction of my life. Maar dit is ook in klein goedjies. Here, wat wil jy hê moet ek in hierdie verhouding met hierdie persoon doen? Hoe moet dit werk? Wat moet dit wees in 2019? Who do you want me to pray for in 2019? Who do you want me to reach out to in 2019? Who do you want me to visit today? If you lack wisdom, ask God. It is in small things and it is in big things. And I think my challenge is more in small things than big things. In a way, I think I obey big things. It's easier. But when it comes to those small things, because it becomes individual, it becomes now, it becomes personal, and I'm not that obedient in that. So ek wil ons aanmoedig in 2019, mag ons na hom toe hardloop, dag en nag, en hom vra vir wysheid. Net sien of ek enige iets anders ervaar het toe ek voorberei het. Ek dink kom ons sluit met dit af. I want to encourage us just to draw close to God, to come to God and ask Him for wisdom, to lead you in wisdom, so that we can make it count, so that we can steward it well, so that we can give an account, so that the kingdom can come on earth as it is in heaven. And don't believe, take Colin's word, don't believe, I can't. That's the enemy telling you that. It's not God. Let's pray together.